This is indeed Northside Today with myself, Mark Finnegan. Delighted to say, joining me on the phone now is Councillor Dara Butler from Fingal County Council. Hiya, Dara.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Not too bad. It sounds like it's a bit wet where you are, is it?
Oh, well, I'm just trying to take shelter from the wind. Oh, it's a lovely sunny day, but you never know.
I know.
Rain jacket just in case.
I thought I could hear water behind you. I was going to say, because we've no windows here. I thought, don't tell me it's lashing again. Anyway, Dara, last week or the week before, you put a proposal to Fingal County Council with regard to you two and their old stage sets. Could you give us a little bit more background on it?
Yeah, I suppose when it came from an interview that I suppose Bono did with Tony Fenton just before he passed away, where he mentioned, you know, all these fantastic stages that are in storage somewhere in Europe. I think he actually said Belgium, and you know that he would really love someday to see them on display, you know, in Dublin. And mm-hmm. I suppose from listening to that, I put down a question to the county chief executive at our July full council meeting, asking, you know, in terms of the tourism potential this could bring, is this something that Fingal County Council could possibly consider?
Yeah, it's a fabulous idea. I mean, it's kind of, when you think of it, you say, why did nobody think of this before?
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah, I've read before that these stages have been kept, you know, must be costing them a fortune. I know other bands dumped them or buried them or get rid of them, you know. But I know, and he joked that they've been trying to get rid or trying to sell the big lemon for decades, but no one seems to be buying. But if you think of the, you know, the Europa tour, the Pop Mart tour that had the Giants lemon and the kind of McDonald's type arch, and then even the last tour that had the kind of big 360 claw, like, you know, they are fantastic pieces of art, really, or art or culture, whatever way you want to consider them. And you know, I suppose we have to sit down and look at the cost of it, because if you could think of maybe putting one of them up or three of them up in different locations for a six-month period during the summer, like, you know, it could be a fantastic tourism attraction to Dublin, to Fingal, and, you know, I suppose North County Dublin, which the area I'd represent, the Swords area and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of those shows you mentioned myself, and I mean, the stage set, I mean, I remember the Zoo TV one in particular back in the 90s was a massive construction. Now, I don't know whether, you know, the consideration would be to rebuild the whole thing, because that thing was enormous. It was like half a skyscraper. But yeah, the stages have all been pretty iconic, and they've all been groundbreaking, as you say, even the last tour, the Claw. And I remember, I'm sure I read somewhere at some point that there was four of those Claw stages built. They needed them in different places. One's getting built, one's getting taken down, one's on the road, one's being used, sort of thing. And I think there was plans at one stage to put one in different cities around the world, and I think Dublin was obviously mentioned as one of the cities. Those plans obviously fell through. I mean, I'm sure you're not privy to you two and all their inner workings, but that side of it seems to have fallen through.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it would be expensive to do, so it's probably a case of sitting down and, you know, working out how much is this going to cost, who's going to pay for it, because obviously the councils wouldn't have money for it, so you'd need kind of you two, or you'd need kind of private sponsorship to be involved in it, you know, to see whether it is actually feasible. Put one of these up for 6 months, and, you know, from that, the I suppose the tourism that you would generate for the whole of Dublin, the whole of that area, because as I said, as we know, like, they do have a massive worldwide following. Hopefully, they're kind of on an indoor tour at the moment. Hopefully, the next year or two, they'll be on another massive outdoor tour. So it'd be a good time to kind of try and leverage off their tourism and bring a big boost to Dublin and to Fingal. Like, they also mentioned that the Trabants, the old East German cars, you know, they have a few of them designed by famous artists and famous graffiti artists, and they're described as invaluable now. So even, like, something a short-term win could be to get them on display. Like, they could be put on display relatively easy in a kind of indoor location. Would be a lot less expensive than say, looking at a big stage installation somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something that people could consider in the short term.
Yeah, well, suppose, as you say, there's all kind of options. I mean, they don't have to be a fixed fixture. You can always do them as some sort of, you know, display or exhibition piece, and, you know, you put them away for a couple of years and bring them back out again. But of course, there's obviously costs involved in that. But I mean, again, I would imagine, I mean, bands like you two have huge influence with sponsors and everything else. And imagine if, you know, a council like Fingal County Council is considered in this. I would think that there's bound to be some sort of sponsors that love to jump on board, because it sounds like such a great way to make a few bob. I don't see how it could fail.
Yeah, no, certainly. And like the reply I received was that, you know, the council had passed it on to their economic division to look at it. You know, we've done a lot recently in Fingal with regards to tourism. Like, we had a great festival there in Swords over the weekend, where we had Swords Castle open to the public, and, you know, a lot of people in Swords saying it was their first time in it, or else older people were saying it was their first time in decades. But, like, we recently had a tourism presentation where, you know, that tourism or visitors to Fingal generate, you know, 500 million euro in terms of spending money, mm-hmm. and that results in 20,000 jobs. You know, one in four jobs in Fingal, like, I mean, across transport, retail, entertainment, other services, are in the kind of tourism, are related to kind of tourism one way or the other. So, you know, it's a lot of credit goes to Fingal County Council. They have produced an excellent tourism plan, and we're working on implementing that, and, yeah. you know, hopefully boosting jobs in the area. So hopefully it's something that can be considered yeah. as part of that, and hopefully something that, when you work out the maths behind it, it is something that is viable and well worthwhile.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose, as you say, I mean, these things take time to go off the committees. They need to be looked at, and, you know, feasibility studies and all of this thing done. But would you imagine, you know, given what I would consider to be a positive reply that you got, the fact that they're even considering and looking at it as positive, I suppose. What kind of, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what kind of time frames would you be looking at, I suppose, maybe something for next summer?
Well, hopefully, but I suppose there's a lot of bridges to cross between now and then. Like, I'll certainly wait and see the reply that comes back from the economic division. Hopefully that would be in the autumn sometime, and then maybe it's a kind of trying to see if you can knock a few heads together in various parties that might be interested. You know, I've often thought that if not a council, like, you know, a kind of private entity who's already kind of in this line of business, you know, where a facility would exist and security would exist and things like that maybe they could consider as well. I was delighted with the publicity it received, because I thought, well, this will get a conversation going, and, you know, somewhere along the line someone will say, yeah, we can do this, and, you know, but I suppose, yes, see what reply comes back, and then maybe, you know, see what interested parties there are, and hopefully kick it off from there. But it's one of those, you don't know which way it would go, but I suppose at least people are talking about it, and it has received, you know, a great response the last week or two, so hopefully it is something that can progress.
Well, I think, as I say, it just seems like one of those things where when you read about it, you are going, why has nobody thought about this before? You know, but yeah, it's a really good idea. I mean, I think the last stage that they have, especially, as I say, the Claw one, I think that one uniquely lends itself to some sort of public amenity, you know, because of the way it's structured. That one of all of them could very much be a fixed structure, because you could build a whole community square or something around that one.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's, you know, it's all really is going to come down to the financial side of it. Like, you know, you could, you know, when the report comes back, it could say, you know, this is going to cost $1 million, this is going to cost $2 million. So then someone has to decide, you know, well, who's got that kind of money, and is this something that's going to, you know, generate an adequate return? And I suppose it's one of those things that's hard to measure, because, you know, do you really make your money back in terms of profit, cash in hand, or do you kind of make it back in terms of the boost it brings to the whole city and the whole community and the whole area, you know, in terms of, you know, when tourists come in. And that's the beauty of, you know, concerts and big sporting occasions. You know, it's not just the money they spend buying a ticket. It's the money it brings to hotel rooms, to restaurants, to shops and pubs, everything in the whole area. So, yeah, hopefully it is something that can take off and result in a big community gain as well.
Do you wonder now that the ball is rolling, and as you say, it did get a very huge response. A lot of people responded to it. It's been all over the media and everything else. Do you wonder if maybe other councils or other authorities might be looking at it? So I'm thinking maybe more so nearer the inner city, be looking at it and saying, oh, hold on a minute, lads. You, any fear that you might be usurped in the plans?
Yeah, I suppose that always is an option, but I suppose then there's, you know, there's plenty to go around. Like, there's no reason why we couldn't have one stage each or something, and do it that way or something, you know. But I suppose we've got, out in Fingal, we have, you know, fantastic tourist sites. We've got fantastic open spaces. buildings, heritage sites, you know. So hopefully we have the better facilities, and you know, hopefully we'll have a Metro North or a Lewiston out soon as well. That'll be able to bring tourists out to these locations. So I know. Yeah, we'll have to act fast, and we'll have to try and stay ahead of the posse as
well. Absolutely. Before I let you go, Darla, just interested in talking about things like Metro North and stuff like that. I don't know. Firstly, if I can ask you, with regards to the election, are you in the running in the election coming up, or are you going to be staying with the council for the time being?
Oh well, I'm county councillor and happy with that. Fianna Fáil have had their selection candidate, and as things stand, Fianna Fáil are just putting one candidate forward, and that's Senator Dara O'Brien. So whether that changes now in the election, we'll have to wait and see. But at the moment, it's a one candidate strategy, and I suppose what everyone's trying to predict now: when is the election? Is it going to be an early one in the autumn, kind of quick hit and run, or is it going to be February, March, April, like most people seem to predict? So. I'm sure we'll find out over the coming weeks and months.
And when you mention things like Metro North and stuff like that, and public transport, are they going to be the battlegrounds out there in the Swords area, do you think, public transport, stuff like that?
Yeah, I suppose it's like a lot of the old reliables are still the issues. Like, you know, the transport is a big one. Mm-hmm. You know, the just before the last election, the government promised us Metro North, and then once they got in, they postponed it. Now, I suppose we are expecting an announcement in the next few weeks, but to be honest with you, I'm not sure I'll believe it. I think ultimately Metro North or Lewis to the north side, you know, going by DCU, Dublin Airport, and the Swords, and hopefully beyond. I think ultimately whatever's announced in the next few weeks doesn't really matter. It's the next government that'll actually decide whether it goes ahead or not. So yeah, no, that is a big thing. Obviously, housing is a big issue. Health is a major issue, and the government seems to be getting a free pass on that in the moment with the media. You know, the number of people, you know, waiting on trolleys, waiting to get operations, the number of parents who can't even get their children assessed for special needs, and then when they are assessed, are told there's 2-3 years to wait, you know, before they're going to get the help they need for their kids. So, like that, you know, I suppose leaving transport aside, I think it's health issues and it's assessment issues and special needs and resources like that are going to be the main things in the door, because, you know, we all agree the cuts had to be made, but the cuts, as far as I'm concerned and we're concerned, were made in a lot of the wrong places, and really there's a lot of people out there suffering that shouldn't be suffering. They shouldn't be waiting on long lists to even get assessed for the medical requirements and for their children, you know. So that is going to be the main battleground, I think, and that is going to be one of the main issues where the current government are going to get opposition on the doors.
Yeah, well, the government parties are insisting on telling us that everything's getting better and we're through the worst and austerity's over and stuff like that. I mean, your constituents, people you talk to, I wonder, is that the feeling on the ground?
Well, I suppose the main thing we're getting is no, and you know, it's certainly not over. And as I said, from knocking on the doors from the council elections and from talking to people since, like the majority of representations you get are to do with medical needs and to do with assessments for children with special needs, but they simply can't get them. And when they do get them, that they're put on massive waiting lists. And some of the lists in North County Dublin are even closed, you know. So, you know, these families who have these urgent requirements are ultimately ended up having to go private, and you know, a lot of families can't afford that, and why should they have to go private with all the tax and other charges that they have to pay?
Absolutely. Well, I think interesting months ahead there, I think, and it's going to be a very, very interesting election when it comes, whether it be this side or the far side of Christmas. Listen, Darragh, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, and we should be watching with interest, especially this U2 piece, and to see how it works out. And sure, fair play for you for getting the ball rolling. Sure, hopefully we can deal with some good news stories every now and again.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sorry for being out and about. I hope the seagulls shouting in the background didn't disturb it too much. But anyway,
it's absolutely fine. It gave a lovely ambience, I think.
Okay.
Listen, Darragh, thanks very much for talking to us. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
No problem. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go, folks. That's Fianna Fáil councillor Dara Butler from Fingal County Council talking to us about, as he said, he put the proposal to Fingal County Council with regards to these structures. Lots of people wouldn't have seen the shows, I suppose. I've seen many of them down the years, and some of them are groundbreaking. Some of these stage sets that U2 do come up with, I know they're not the only band to come up with groundbreaking stage sets, but they're, you know, their own, I suppose. But yeah, it's an interesting story, and it will probably get our legs, I would imagine, because it seems to me that it's a no-brainer. And as I said, why nobody ever thought of it before, I don't know. But